local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6:06, FM Talk 106.5. Heading for higher in the 80s today. Right now, 70. More from Dr. Bill in just a second. And it was a big day. It was a night for us, but a big day in Singapore yesterday.
So we're signing a very important document, a pretty comprehensive document. And we've had a really great term together, a great relationship.
President Trump talking about sitting down with the North Korean leader and getting something signed. We'll get into those details coming up. Dr. Bill's weather on the way. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident involving a motorcycle with entrapment off of Range Line Road near Industrial Road off of Ivanhoe Road. Also, we've got another accident, Bellingrath Road and Deagle Road. Single vehicle struck a tree off the side of the road. We look good downtown so far across the Bayway and the Causeway over towards Eastern Shore. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear. Get the lowest rate of the summer. Join the renovated guest rooms, the spa, and the new splash and activities lawn. Make reservations at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms again with highs near 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered on Ram trucks. And right now, get $12,013 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer. Find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive 27 highway miles per gallon. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get $12,013 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Long live the truck that goes above and beyond. Take advantage of this great offer and hurry to your local Ram dealer today. EPA estimated MPG with available 3-liter EcoDiesel engine and 8-speed automatic transmission 4x2. Actual mileage may vary. Total values include a combined cash allowance and 3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7/5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
609 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Yeah, just to double back on this coming from our traffic department. The wreck with injuries at Range Line Road near Industrial Road, right near Evonik. You have entrapment involving an 18-wheeler and a motorcycle.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. You can only picture what that is this morning. So our prayers with those folks. We'll get you latest on that and how it affects you right in this morning. All right. Internationally, it happened today in Singapore, but it was yesterday for us when it happened.
Yes.
So as we play the international Dateline game, President Trump lavished praise on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after their historic 4.5-hour face-to-face meeting that happened there in Singapore, where the two signed an unspecified agreement that the president described as a very important document. You heard that clip just a second ago. Trump says of Un, a very worthy, smart negotiator, absolutely. He said, we learned a lot about each other and our countries. That part right there, to me, is the win. I'm still a cynic. I don't trust the North Koreans. I've seen it too.
You have good reason not to.
Lucy will take the football away, and Charlie Brown. But that part right there is the win. We learned a lot about each other and our countries. When you sit down face to face, I think whatever comes of this, there has been a thawing in the relationship, a moving forward in the relationship. Maybe this is what one day bears fruit. Maybe it does in short order, but I think there's a big win there. The president made the remarks following the joint signing event with Kim. No details provided by either delegation of what was contained in the agreement. The president went on to talk about the agreement and what was, you know, how that meeting went down.
Chairman Kim has told me that North Korea is already destroying a major missile engine testing site. That's not in your signed document. We agreed to that after the agreement was signed. That's a big thing. For the missiles that they were testing, the site is going to be destroyed very soon.
We'll call that an addendum. Also talk about denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Chairman Kim and I just signed a joint statement in which he reaffirmed his unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We also agreed to vigorous negotiations to implement the agreement as soon as possible. And he wants to do that.
Also talked about the bond between the two leaders.
I think our whole relationship with North Korea and the Korean Peninsula is it's going to be a very much different situation than it has in the past. We both want to do something. We both are going to do something. And we have developed a very special bond.
And also, by the way, side note this morning, I have heard that the president says it that way. Many newscasters are saying it that way. Maybe I've been wrong all these years. We'll take an impromptu poll on the text line.
About peninsula?
Thank you. I say it like you do. How do you say it?
Yeah, I say peninsula.
I say peninsula, too. But the president and a couple of the newscasters I've heard in overnight, they're saying Shula, like Don Shula. Mm-hmm. I won't mention his son.
Or the Dolphins.
No, I was just thinking about his son when he was a great guy, was a great quarterback, mm-hmm. but didn't do a great job coaching Crimson Tide. Peninsula. Mm-hmm. I say peninsula.
I do, too.
And they're saying peninsula.
Did you see one of Trump's negotiation tactics in that meeting yesterday showed Kim Jong-un a video on his iPad that showed what the world could be like if North Korea and America worked together.
Was it the video for Imagine from John Lennon?
It might have been. Well, the AP says it's reminiscent of a movie trailer, and the film shows images of warplanes and artillery, while a narrator suggests in English and Korean that, quote, a new world can begin today, one of friendship, respect, and goodwill. Trump said, we had it made up. I showed it to him today, actually during the meeting, toward the end of the meeting, and I think he loved it.
There you go. We also added here about the big thanks to Kim.
Most importantly, I want to thank Chairman Kim for taking the first bold step toward a bright new future for his people. Our unprecedented meeting, the first between an American president and a leader of North Korea, proves that real change is indeed possible.
And we'll see what comes of it. But a monumentous day for sure happening yesterday in Singapore. More on that coming up.
All of that kicking off with that epic handshake. I mean, it seemed like they were walking in slow motion. And it was something so different to look at the background of the flags, you know, and the handshake and understanding where both sides are coming from.
And listen, if anything comes of this, the fact that they've met.
That's right.
I think it cools any kind of... the president talked about the rhetoric, and he said he had to use the rhetoric to get themselves to this point. He actually said, and we'll get maybe during the midday show, get the long-form interview he did. He was on with Sean Hannity last night and said he felt foolish sometimes with the rhetoric. You know, this is not a guy that admits...
When you say he, who's he?
President Trump. Uh-huh. You don't hear this guy often admit to any fault, but he said, hey, I had to do the rhetoric to get it to this point. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I felt foolish with that rhetoric. But maybe now that they've sat down and met, that things are cooling off or things are thawing better off.
It was surreal.
It's quite a momentous event. It's something... what happened in Singapore... will be in textbooks in the future. If that kind of thing happened yesterday. We'll talk more about that, and I'd love to hear from you this morning on the text line and on the phone line after 8 o'clock at 343-0106. Now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. Yeah, we're talking international, but right now let's talk about local news in your headlines. Happening right now, the search is on here in Mobile for a man wanted for murder charges. Mobile police are right now searching for 19-year-old Shamar Marion Young for his believed involvement in the death of 19-year-old Kevin Benjamin. Benjamin was killed back on April the 30th on North Drive, which is very close to Dauphin Island Parkway in South Mobile. So police need your help locating Young. He's described as being 6 feet tall, weighing 183 pounds, has brown eyes and black hair. If you have information, call 251-208-7211. A domestic dispute in Escambia County here in Alabama turns deadly as 32-year-old Matthew Nall was arrested and charged with the shooting death of his 72-year-old father, Donald Nall. Escambia County Sheriff's Office deputies, they responded to a home on Highway 21 North around 9 p.m. last Friday, and that is where they discovered the body of Donald suffering from a gunshot wound. Son Matthew was also there as they were canvassing that scene. Deputies quickly investigated, and Matthew Nall was arrested and booked into the Escambia County Detention Center, where he awaits a bond hearing. Now, this investigation does continue at this hour, and the FBI is assisting. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Important notice, if your property was hit by a hail or windstorm, call Mobile Roofing now, 251-888-0301. Hail and wind can damage your roof, and you need Mobile Roofing to physically inspect it. Mobile Roofing has trained and experienced personnel who can identify actual hail and wind damage. Mobile Roofing will inspect your roof for hail and wind damage and provide you a complete free report so you'll have the information to make the right decision. Don't wait, call right now, 251-888-0301, 251-888-0301.
Saturday, June 16th, Father's Day weekend. The Mystic Striper 16th Annual Family Fishing Rodeo is on, benefiting the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Win thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, and you don't even have to fish to win. You do have to have a ticket. Adults are $25. Kids 12 and under are only $10. Every kid that weighs a fish gets a specialized medallion. Sponsored by Bass Pro Shop. Find out more and buy your tickets at mssrodeo.com and like us on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police are searching for a suspect in a carjacking. The crime happened over the weekend near Cottage Hill and Pleasant Valley Roads. Rachel Corona says a split-second decision may have saved her life.
Was jump out to get away from him.
Early Saturday morning, she was on her way to work when a man came up to her car armed with a gun. Corona was found on Pleasant Valley Road unconscious. Police took her car for fingerprinting, and they're still looking for the man behind the incident. A tragic story from Fort Morgan where a child drowned in a pool. It happened at a vacation home where several families from Tennessee were vacationing together. Late Sunday, 3-year-old Levi Hughes wandered out of the house and into the pool. His mother found him just seconds later. CPR was started immediately. He was airlifted to a hospital in Mobile. He passed away early yesterday morning. Another milestone for the Airbus assembly plant in Mobile. Airbus delivered a new jet to Hawaiian Airlines, the first to go to that airline, and it is the first A321neo produced in Mobile. The Neo stands for New Engine Option, a Pratt & Whitney engine that is 15% to 20% more fuel efficient. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we do have an accident at Rangeline Road near Industrial Road. It's involving an 18-wheeler and a motorcycle with entrapment, and officers are asking you to avoid the area if you can. Another accident in Bellingrath Road and Deagle Road. That's a single-vehicle accident. Struck a tree off the side of the road. Bayway, the Causeway, over from the Eastern Shore, looking good for now. Welcome back to Market in the Park this Saturday and every Saturday till the end of July. From 7:30 in the morning till noon, stop by Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 620 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The field is now set for the 2018 College World Series. Last night, the Auburn Tigers were eliminated by the number one ranked Florida Gators in a 3-2 extra innings loss. Trailing 2-1 in the seventh inning, Tigers second baseman Luke Jarvis scored on a sacrifice fly by first baseman Josh Anthony to tie the game at two runs apiece, and the score stayed that way at 2-2 until Florida's Austin Langworthy led off the bottom of the 11th with a walk-off home run to send the Gators back to Omaha.
Right field, Langworthy, deep. From one home to another, the Gators are going back to Omaha.
Auburn's season ends with a record of 43 wins and 23 losses, and for the first time in program history, a win in a super regional game. The number one ranked Gators, meanwhile, are headed to the College World Series for the fourth consecutive season. They'll join seven other teams in Omaha. The games start on Sunday with number three ranked Oregon State taking on number six ranked North Carolina at 2 p.m. Actually, that's on Saturday. I apologize. And then at 7 o'clock on Saturday, Mississippi State will face Washington. Then on Sunday at 1 p.m., number five ranked Arkansas plays number 13 ranked Texas. And at 6 o'clock Sunday, number one ranked Florida will take on number nine ranked Texas Tech. The eight teams will play the double elimination tournament through next week until two teams remain to play in the best of three finals. Finals are set to begin on Monday, June the 25th. The Atlanta Falcons announced Monday that star wide receiver Julio Jones will sit out this week's mandatory minicamp as he continues to push for a new contract. The former Foley High School and University of Alabama star has 3 years remaining on a five-year, $71 million extension that he signed in 2015. That deal now ranks him eighth among the league's wide receivers in average annual value. In a statement, the Falcons said, "We have been in contact with Julio and his representation. We will not discuss those conversations publicly, except to say that we feel they have been productive and constructive." In a very sad story out of Los Angeles, the 19-month-old daughter of U.S. Olympic skier Bodie Miller drowned in a swimming pool over the weekend. Emmeline Miller died Sunday at an Orange County hospital, the day after paramedics tried unsuccessfully to revive her after the drowning incident. Orange County Sheriff spokeswoman Carrie Braun said the death is currently under investigation. The 40-year-old Bodie Miller is the most decorated male U.S. skier with 33 World Cup wins, two overall titles, four world championships, and six Olympic medals. Miller asked for privacy for the family in an Instagram post yesterday. He has three other children. Tuscaloosa's own heavyweight boxing champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, has agreed to terms to face Anthony Johnson later this year in a much-anticipated title fight. If the fight's officially signed, it's expected to take place in Joshua's home country of the United Kingdom. Wilder's 32 years old and has a 40-0 record with 39 knockouts. He won his belt in 2015 and has made seven title defenses since. 623 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms again with highs near 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
625, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Yeah, I'm kind of just looking through video from yesterday. Nice thing about Kim Jong-un is he doesn't have to spend a lot of time deciding what he's going to wear. It's like a uniform thing, right? It's like a...
But if you look closely, President Trump doesn't either.
Right. Well, it has the same general look, but it looks like Kim Jong-un is more like, if you look through a closet at his house, it must be... black jumpsuit, Nehru jacket, just like hundreds of them in a line.
He's a very rotund man.
Yes.
I did notice that last night.
No, it's maybe he has some kind of girdle on underneath. Yesterday was yesterday.
Historic
day for sure. All right, 6:25, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All right, and I will say, you men, you have it easy. You can wear the same thing over and over and over.
I'm going to start wearing that outfit he wears.
And no one says a word.
Well, except for me. Yeah.
It is 6:26 on your Tuesday morning. This morning, we now know the name of the woman killed by an alligator over the weekend. Now that authorities have located the woman's remains. The gruesome scene playing out in Davie, Florida. Search teams discovered the body of Shizuku Matsuki about 10 p.m. Friday in a lake at the Silver Lakes Rotary Nature Park, which is close to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, as according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. The 47-year-old woman, she disappeared Friday morning while walking beside the lake. As for the alligator, it was a 12-foot, 6-inch alligator.
Big gator.
Yeah, a witness told authorities he saw the woman walking two dogs and then noticed only the dogs barking near the water. The witness called police because he could not find the woman. Here's some interesting facts. From 1948 to 2017, the commission has documented 401 people bitten by alligators, including 24 fatalities. Of course, the most recent death occurred back in 2016 when a 2-year-old little boy playing near the water's edge at a Walt Disney World resort was killed. Authorities did close that park on Friday. That's a sad scene, you think about that. Of course, you have to be aware of canals and rivers and waterways. In alligators, just be mindful of the fact of look to your left, look to your right, and phone a friend, let people know that you're out there because it can happen so quickly.
Well, if we want to get a bigger discussion of this later on, there's a lot of things you could do about where you would swim and not swim, where you would be in the water and not be in the water,
and where do you walk with the dogs?
Yeah, I mean those kind of things that play into that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of situations. I looked through those stats last week when the story first came up, and a lot of those people were, like you said, in a canal, deep canal, later in the evening, early in the morning, those kind of things. But story for another day.
Yeah. Okay. Do I have time for one more?
One more quick one, yes.
All right. Well, how about a tease?
Okay.
Amazon Tuesday.
Prime?
Thank you. Amazon Prime members here in Alabama, you're going to love the story coming up after the break because we're talking about Whole Foods and how you can save big.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 6:28, FM Talk 106.5. On the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams to talk about those clouds hanging around today, more thunderstorms in the mix, and something in the tropics. I don't know what it is. Last time it was a subtropical whatever with sprinkles or whatever it was when we talked about Alberto. Well, there was sprinkles, something in there. But it's, I don't know exactly what we're naming it now, but there's something to be on the lookout for. We'll talk about that with Dr. Bill coming up in just a couple minutes. All right, 6:28 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next. And like I said, we'll get the news on the weather side from Dr. Bill.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. A 23-year-old man remains in Metro jail this morning. Police say he held his 4-year-old daughter hostage with a gun. Levi Washington is charged with kidnapping, among several other charges. It happened at the Peppertree Apartments about 9:30 yesterday morning. That's when they say Levi Washington entered his ex-girlfriend's home. The girlfriend left, but police say he held his 4-year-old daughter hostage. He was taken into custody about 2 Monday afternoon. Mobile police have arrested a man they say set a house on fire last Friday. Police say 27-year-old Donald Lye intentionally set the fire on Brossett Street and ran away. Police say he escaped through the sewer, but he was arrested the next day at a gas station on Government Street. A meeting to discuss safety changes on West Cervantes Street in Pensacola scheduled for this morning. That's the street where an 8-month-old and 28-year-old woman were killed in a hit-and-run last week.
Pensacola police say they're looking for a late model white Dodge Challenger. A $3,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest. If you know anything about that crime, call Pensacola police. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Gulf Coast Tools is open in their new location, still in Foley at the Outdoor Center, now facing Highway 59. For a wide selection of name brand and off-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, and Craig, visit locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Save time, save money, and get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Stop by their new location today at the Outdoor Center in Foley.
Special report, North Korea summit. President Trump and Kim Jong-un's agreement toward denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula is historic.
The joint statement Mr. Trump and Kim Jong-un signed states in its third bullet point, reaffirming the April 27, 2018 Panmunjom Declaration, the DPRK, that's North Korea, commits to work toward complete denuclearization.
Correspondent Bob Costantini. But as correspondent Caitlin Collins reports, the president's announcement that the annual U.S. and South Korean war games are suspended has blindsided the South.
They issued a statement from the Blue House saying, quote, at this moment, the meaning and intention of President Trump's remark requires more clear understanding, saying essentially they need to still figure out what the president even meant by that.
War games were scheduled for August. On Monday, Defense Secretary James Mattis had said that war games were not part of the diplomatic discussions with Pyongyang. Trump called the exercises tremendously expensive. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The FBI's Internet Crime Center broke up a West African organized crime ring behind email scams that cost American businesses hundreds of millions of dollars this year alone. The feds announced the arrests of more than 70 people in the U.S. and Nigeria. The MO was to send fake messages to companies' finance departments impersonating a vendor with an invoice requiring payment. A United Airlines flight en route from Rome to Chicago made an emergency landing in Ireland Monday after a bomb threat was discovered on board, reportedly a message inscribed in the plane's bathroom. Authorities are examining handwriting samples from almost 200 passengers to see if there's a match. Stocks ended slightly higher Monday as Wall Street prepared for the eagerly awaited meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Gains in United Health, Home Depot, and Boeing offset losses in McDonald's and 3M, nudging the Dow to close 6 points higher. The S&P gained 3, the Nasdaq added 14. Futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've got an accident involving an 18-wheeler and a motorcycle with entrapment in Rangeline and Evanoc. It's going to be right off Industrial Road, and it's around the curve past the Industrial Road intersection. Another accident involving a Lexus in a tree there at Bellegrath and Deagle, right off of Rangeline Road, going to be slowing up traffic. Cart Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West, I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. And right now, they've got great deals on all their used carts from Yamaha. They also have street legal carts from Star, electric or gas. It's Cart Doctor, 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
636 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, another afternoon filled with thunderstorms for Monday. What about for today?
You know, this pattern is going to stay with us for the rest of the week and on through the weekend. And with these scattered numerous showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon and continuing into the early evening hours, we've got upper air low pressure, got a lot of moisture coming in from the Gulf, and this is just going to stay with us. So look for scattered showers and thunderstorms developing today. Anywhere from 86 to 88 degrees this afternoon, depending on how much sunshine we get, and I don't expect a lot of it. Tonight, we'll see some showers and thunderstorms, especially through the evening. Low tonight will be in the low 70s, and then tomorrow we do it all over again with scattered and numerous showers and thunderstorms, and high tomorrow in the upper 80s. With a little bit of sunshine, we could make it to 90 degrees. The rest of the week, Thursday and Friday, again, scattered and numerous showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. And over the weekend, more of the same, showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. We are watching a lot of thunderstorm activity now in the western Caribbean, just east of the Yucatan Peninsula. And there's an indication there that a low-pressure center may be developing. If it does, it will move across the Yucatan Peninsula into the southwestern Gulf over the weekend, and conditions may be favorable for it to form into a tropical system. If it does, it will eventually move into the southern portion of Texas, anywhere from Brownsville up to around Corpus Christi. No threat to our area, but what it will do for much of the Gulf is continue to pump in more of this tropical air. And that's just what we need, more saturated air and to produce showers and thunderstorms. So basically a very wet weather pattern for the Gulf Coast on through the week and most likely into early next week.
All right, so from what you're watching, I know it's early now, but with that system of thunderstorms down there, you talk about a tropical storm. No, you don't see development beyond that or any strengthening beyond tropical storm?
That's possible, and but we'll have to see when it gets into the southwestern Gulf. But it doesn't appear to be any threat to our area. It does develop, but again, it'll be South Texas, say from Corpus Christi south to Brownsville.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
And staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with an update on our weather here at home and the tropics. Remember, the man has a PhD, professor of tropical weather, and he's teaching us every weekday and weekend right here at FM Talk 106.5. We'll check headlines with Kelly coming up next.
Father's Day is on the way. Give Dad a style upgrade from D&K. Designer suits by Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more are buy one, get one half off. Slim fit, modern fit, and traditional fit suits start as low as $2 for $200. Is it hard to shop for your pop? Get him a gift card and let him do the choosing. Planning a summer wedding? D&K is your formal wear headquarters with loads of options for purchase and rentals starting from $69.95. For the largest selection and best service, shop D&K on the Beltline today. 665-7350.
When white mold is coming, you can feel it, like a bad omen. Anyone who grows peanuts knows white mold can take a farm by storm. And there's only so much you can do about it.
Actually, no.
Excuse me?
Well, you see, now there's a latest. A fungicide with two powerful active ingredients that control white mold.
I'm not buying you.
If you want higher yields, you will. Because along with white mold, Elatus controls several other diseases, which means healthier plants and higher yield potential.
You don't say.
I do. In fact, trials have shown it can produce up to 800 more pounds of peanuts per acre than competitors.
You talk like you're full of tall tales.
More like scientific research. With such long-lasting control, Elatus really can bring yields that reach for the sky.
So when white mold is coming,
we'll be fully prepared. Visit SyngentaUS.com/Elatus to learn more. Always read and follow label instructions.
How can we make Alabama a more beautiful state? By keeping our roads, highways, schools, and communities litter-free. It doesn't take much but to think before you act. So what does the next generation say?
Pick it up, man.
Take pride in your school.
Did you just litter?
Clean it up, dude.
How can you make a difference? Adopt a mile. Join the Alabama Clean Campus Program or join in the Spring Cleanup or Alabama Coastal Cleanup. And remember,
don't drop it on Alabama.
This message by People Against a Littered State, the ABA, ALDOT, and this station.
641 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. You know, yesterday, of course, all eyes watching what happened with this epic handshake, these talks. How about this, though, Sean? Larry Kudlow, the president's chief economic advisor, he suffered a heart attack and was hospitalized Monday. The news coming moments before this handshake. I mean, it's surreal, as they would say. So CBS News is reporting, here's the good news, that Judy, his wife, told the Washington Post her husband is, quote, doing fine, and that the doctors at Walter Reed National Medical Center are fabulous. That's her quote.
Very good.
So the world learned of the heart attack via a tweet from President Trump. Our great Larry Kudlow, who has been working so hard on trade and the economy, has just suffered a heart attack. He's now in Walter Reed Medical Center. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders, she did confirm that he experienced what his doctors say was a very mild heart attack, but doctors also expect to see him make a full and speedy recovery. So the 70-year-old economist joined the White House and President Trump's team, replacing, you'll recall, Gary Cohn as the director of National Economic Council. He is, of course, a former Newsie, CNBC commentator. Kudlow served in the Reagan administration and went on to become chief economist at the Wall Street firm Bear Stearns. He did take a medical leave back in 1993 to battle drug and alcohol addiction. Great to hear, though, that he is expected to make a full recovery. But, wow, you mean, talk about timing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's that story I promised about Amazon Prime members. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that's getting me this morning. Amazon Prime members here in Alabama, if that's you, you're going to soon save a little bit more at Whole Foods. Whole Foods is expanding.
Good deal, because you need it.
I actually have a
Whole Paycheck. I mean, Whole Foods.
The food is really good.
It is at Whole Paycheck. I mean, Whole Foods. Just I like the place, but you know.
They're expanding their Prime exclusive discounts to Alabama and 9 other states. The grocery chain made the announcement yesterday. Program means that if you're a Prime member, you will receive an extra 10% off your sale items and rotating deals from members of Amazon's $119 a year Prime membership, okay? $119 a year Prime membership. Discounts begin June 13th. That's awesome news. So, of course, I said Alabama's included, a number of states as well. So if you want to participate in your Prime customer, download the Whole Foods Market app, sign in with your Amazon account, then scan the app's Prime code at checkout. Customers can also opt to use their cell phone numbers to save at checkout as well at Whole Foods.
Cha-ching.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. On the way, some highlights from the historic meeting in Singapore. Also, some lowlights. And I will add this, too, as a visual. We'll have to put the put this link up on the Twitter feed. But if you've ever worried about a family member when you're out in public, if you got an uncle or somebody who dresses kind of goofy and, you know, like everybody's looking at, you know, Uncle Merle or whatever. Mm-hmm. Look at the video of Dennis Rodman yesterday in his interview. Realize that you don't have any kinfolk that would bring more ridiculous looks than the way Dennis Rodman went on CNN yesterday.
You know his nickname, right? The Worm.
I know. Yes, we'll leave it at that.
Yes.
And a story from, we have highlights from yesterday, and we have lowlights too. What travels with the North Korean dictator? I mean, not only security in his vehicle and all that, there's something else. He brings a throne, but not, I'll give you more. Stay close.
This News 5 FM Talk 1065 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police are searching for a suspect in a carjacking. The crime happened over the weekend near Cottage Hill and Pleasant Valley Roads. Rachel Corona says a split-second decision may have saved her life.
Was jump out to get away from him.
Early Saturday morning, she was on her way to work when a man came up to her car armed with a gun. Corona was found on Pleasant Valley Road unconscious. Police took her car for fingerprinting, and they're still looking for the man behind the incident. A tragic story from Fort Morgan where a child drowned in a pool. It happened at a vacation home where several families from Tennessee were vacationing together. Late Sunday, 3-year-old Levi Hughes wandered out of the house and into the pool. His mother found him just seconds later. CPR was started immediately. He was airlifted to a hospital in Mobile. He passed away early yesterday morning. Another milestone for the Airbus assembly plant in Mobile. Airbus delivered a new jet to Hawaiian Airlines, the first to go to that airline, and it is the first A321neo produced in Mobile. The Neo stands for New Engine Option, a Pratt & Whitney engine that is 15% to 20% more fuel efficient. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you. Pinebrook Shopping Center at CarrotPatchMobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Subs Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still working an accident now off a range line near Industrial Road involving an 18-wheeler and a motorcycle with entrapment. Avoid that area if you can. Still got one also, a Bailey Grant and Deco. It's a Lexus versus a tree, but no problems downtown and across the Bayway and the Causeway. It's a good ride in this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning, 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The field is now set for the 2018 College World Series. Last night, the Auburn Tigers were eliminated by the number one ranked Florida Gators in a 3-2 extra innings loss. Trailing 2-1 in the seventh inning, Tiger second baseman Luke Jarvis scored on a sacrifice fly by first baseman Josh Anthony. That tied the game at two runs apiece, and the score stayed that way at 2-2 until Florida's Austin Langworthy led off the bottom of the 11th inning with a walk-off home run to send the Gators back to Omaha.
Right field, Langworthy, deep, goal! From one home to another, the Gators are going back to Omaha.
Auburn's season ends with a record of 43 wins and 23 losses, and for the first time in program history, a win in a super regional game. The number one ranked Gators, meanwhile, are headed to the College World Series for the fourth consecutive season. They'll join seven other teams in Omaha. The games start on Saturday with number three ranked Oregon State taking on number six ranked North Carolina at 2 p.m. Then at 7 o'clock Saturday, Mississippi State will face Washington. On Sunday at 1 p.m., number 5-ranked Arkansas plays number 13-ranked Texas. And at 6 on Sunday, the number 1-ranked Florida Gators will take on number 9-ranked Texas Tech. The eight teams will play the double elimination tournament through next week until two teams remain to play in the best of three finals. And those finals are set to begin on Monday, June the 25th. The Atlanta Falcons announced Monday that star wide receiver Julio Jones will sit out this week's mandatory minicamp as he continues to push for a new contract. The former Foley High School and University of Alabama star has 3 years remaining on a five-year, $71 million contract extension that he signed in 2015. That deal now ranks him eighth among the league's wide receivers in average annual value. In a statement, the Falcons said, "We have been in contact with Julio and his representation. We will not discuss those conversations publicly, except to say we feel they have been productive and constructive. We understand the concerns and thoughts from their perspective." In a very sad story out of Los Angeles, the 19-month-old daughter of U.S. Olympic skier Bodie Miller drowned in a swimming pool over the weekend. Emmeline Miller died Sunday at an Orange County hospital the day after paramedics tried unsuccessfully to revive her after the drowning incident. Orange County Sheriff spokeswoman Carrie Braun said the death is currently under investigation. 40-year-old Bodie Miller is the most decorated male U.S. skier. He has 33 World Cup wins, 2 overall titles, 4 world championships, and 6 Olympic medals. Miller has 3 other children, and he asked for privacy for the family in an Instagram post yesterday. Tuscaloosa's own heavyweight boxing champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, has agreed to terms to face Anthony Johnson later this year in a much-anticipated title fight. If the fight is officially signed, it's expected to take place in Joshua's home country of the United Kingdom. Wilder's 32 years old. He has a 40-0 record with 39 knockouts. Wilder won his belt in 2015 and has made 7 title defenses since. 6:51 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms again with highs near 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. With other contests, your competition could be in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Montana, or even California.
California?
That's right, California. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs. Local. In the Summer Better Than Others contest, register each week at a different partner business for your chance to win a $50 qualifying prize and a chance at the grand prize showcase, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch Jewelers, Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed. Go for the gold with the best chicken tenders for you and your friends at Goldfingers. An inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters. A 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor. And a Liberty Fat Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at FMTalk1065.com and on our Facebook. Local business, local winners. From your local hometown radio station. The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
Well, we decided to go upbeat with the music of the new promos. I mean, wow. Jazzercise. 6:53.
Jane Fonda-ish.
Something got my leg warmers on. 6:53, FM Talk 106.5. A heads up, Original Oyster House today, tomorrow. Listen, any day you're looking for great seafood, great views, and great hospitality. Original Oyster House location in Gulf Shores and on the Mobile Bay Causeway waiting for you. And even better, if you were like Kelly, just had kinfolk in from out of town, you know they're here, they want to eat seafood, and they want to see the views. Let's see the water.
Right.
Can we see the water? I'd like to see the seafood in the water. Okay, then, and believe me, as somebody from Mobile County, anybody north of like Montgomery, they all talk like this, even if somebody's from Birmingham. Can I see the water? So take them to the original oyster house, show them a great time, and show them what it's all about to live on the coast. More information online, originaloysterhouse.com. 6:54, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much, Sean. Let me tell you about a recall in effect, which may impact lunch and dinner plans. Tyson Food, Inc. recalled some of their breaded chicken products. The United States Department of Agriculture announced the company is recalling more than 3,000 pounds of their frozen breaded chicken products. And here's the reason why. They may be contaminated with extra material like blue and clear soft plastic.
Oh, that's not natural seasoning there? No?
No. Okay. No. These items, they were shipped to food distributors nationwide. The affected products are not supposed to be available for purchase in retail stores, but keep your eyes open because you don't want to make anyone in your home sick. According to the USDA, the good news thus far, no confirmed reports of any adverse reactions due to consumption. If you need a job, or maybe you want an even better job and you love the world of aerospace industry, head to Foley. UTC Aerospace Technologies looking to fill the remaining slots, which could include inventory clerk, maybe apprentice assembler, NDT technicians, or a buyer. So in all, 260 jobs needed to be filled as part of their 80,000 square foot expansion. UTC manufactures a variety of components which go on to Airbus planes, which are assembled right here in Mobile. So of course, these are high paying jobs and they range from engineering level to skilled labor positions. And here's great news. County officials say they expect more expansions in the future, which means more jobs in the future, as this is one of the largest employers in Baldwin County. This is fantastic news to hear. It doesn't get better than that, Sean.
Agreed.
It really, really doesn't. So what it means when the CEO and the company as a whole recognizes the Foley location as a preeminent location for efficiency, workforce production, culture, and an example for the entire company, it means that, hey, we've got the workforce. Love that quote from UTC. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 6:57, FM Talk 106.5. Check out the website, of course. Three big things this morning. One of those being all about what happened. It's yesterday, our time. Today, Singapore time. Right, we're dealing with the international dateline.
Wait, no, the day before Singapore time.
I think
yesterday our time.
I think they're 14 hours ahead of us.
Right, mm-hmm. So it would have been on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been on Tuesday. This is Tuesday for us.
Correct.
So it was on Tuesday for them, Monday evening for us.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm good with the international dateline.
You
know.
I know you're a world traveler. We know who you are.
So either way, it was a monumental event. Whatever comes of this, it was a pretty huge event for U.S. North Korea relations, of course, and also maybe for a denuclearized Korean Peninsula. We come back from the break. Also, we'll talk about the facts of what happened yesterday, and if you'll look on Twitter, a side story of what Kim Jong-un travels with. Among the security details and the cars and all that, I've got a picture of some travel these, and we'll talk about it more next.